on this last day of 2019, we're going to go over to the Appleton Public Library and visit with Head Librarian Cindy Hendricks. Happy New Year's Eve Day, Cindy.
Happy New Year's Eve Day to you and to all our listeners, too.
Yeah, it's the year, boy, another year went by.
I know, it's kind of hard to believe that time just keeps kind of buzzing by. And people, keep in mind, today we, because it is New Year's Eve, we close early today at 5 o'clock. Normally our Tuesday hours were open until 7, but because of the New Year's Eve holiday, we close at 5. And then we'll be closed all day tomorrow for the first of the year. For the New Year's Day, too. So keep those things in mind, and it's an opportunity to check out digital content, or make sure you stop in early before 5 today. Get those reading materials.
Okay. Well, on this last day, what's happening over at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, we are gearing up for the new year, and so we've got a few kind of exciting things that we have planned. Our adult winter reading program begins on the 1st of January, and this year's theme is Snow is Falling, Books are Calling. Kind of a cute theme. In fact, our colors are buffalo plaid, which you're seeing like absolutely everywhere. We think people are going to sign up and register for the program simply because the mugs are just outstandingly beautiful anyway, and that's one of the prizes that you can actually earn, and that's just what you do. Mm. You read books, you earn prizes while doing it. We do weekly prize drawings when you turn books in, and it's just kind of a fun thing to do during the, of course, cold days of the winter. Mm. And also coming up, we've got, you know, we continue with our adult coloring that we meet every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's kind of called Coloring with Louisa, who works on Wednesday nights and everything, and super fun. Also coming up on Monday, the 6th of January, we are showing the movie Dora and the Lost City of Gold at 3:30 p.m. If you are interested in that movie, you have to pop on down. And of course, we have this brand new popcorn machine that Georgia is just like revving up and trying every single week.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, it's super fun. So you get actual movie theater style popcorn with a popcorn popper even. So you'll want to stop on down for that movie. Like I said, we're showing Dora and the Lost City of Gold. And then on Tuesday the 7th at 5 p.m., we have our ECFE in Appleton Public Library story time. This time, the theme is a mitten story time with stories, craft, and there is a meal at 5, but if you aren't able to come to that, come anytime between, you know, 5:30, 6:30, in between there, and participate in a variety of different activities that we have for children and families. Also coming up, we have Steve Sterud here on January 8th and the 22nd. He will be here to help you with your computer class questions or tech things that you have. He's got kind of a following of people who always are popping in to ask him a variety of different questions, which is super great. That's what he's here for. And he is here from 4 to 6 p.m. on the 8th and the 22nd. Also, we sponsor that Live Well, Age Wisely group that meets. Now they're meeting over at the Legion at 1 o'clock, and that'll be on Thursday, the 9th of January. And, of course, you want to give us a call if you've got one of those new air fryers for Christmas, because we are going to be having an air fryer class on January 14th, which is a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. We are asking for reservations because we are actually going to be not just talking about air fryers, but making some food with them. So you get hands-on experience on how to use that machine that you got that you're wondering, what on earth I'm going to do with it? I tell you, we got one last year for Christmas, Paul, and we use it every week. We're making something with that air fryer.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law's done the same thing. I think she uses it a lot. She does use it a lot.
It just, I mean, we've made everything from, you know, desserts to meat to, you know, everything you can imagine, besides the basics of course, an alternative for your French fries and things like that. I mean, it's amazing. I've made bread in it. you know. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I know. So like I said, it'll be fun. We've got a gal coming in to teach this class, and she was, you know, kind of listing some of the different things that they're going to make in it. And yeah, it's going to be an actual hands-on class. So if you're interested, give us a call at. Of course, 320-289-1681, and make sure you register for it. And keep in mind, we are also closed on January 20th for Martin Luther King Day. And then we will be having our Lego Club coming up, more computer class. We're going to be doing this really cool class, and this is for second graders on up, Puppet Pals, where George is going to be making some puppets. And then, of course, we've got our book club coming up at the end of the month on the 27th, too. So always a little something interesting that we have going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
Mm-hmm. What's the book club studying now, Cindy?
Well, right now, we will be actually, right now we just read, I think it's The Christmas Candle by Max Lucado is what we read in January, or December, I'm sorry.
Okay.
January's pick, you'll have to just wait and see. Kind of check that out.
Yeah, and, yeah book clubs are pretty popular, aren't they?
They really are, and it's one of my favorite things that I do here at the library. I guess I shouldn't say that, because a lot of things that I do here at the library are my favorite mm-hmm. things. Anyway, but it is. It's so fun. And we've got just a really good-sized group of people that come on a regular basis, and it is. It's super fun.
All right. Let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's a couple of things to chat about. We've got a couple of books. James Patterson, of course, has a book out called Crisscross. It's the 27th book in the Alex Cross series. Copycat crimes make the detective question whether an innocent man was executed. So quite a questionable thing. Also, Tom Clancy's Code of Honor by Mark Cameron. President Jack Ryan learns of a plot against America when he tries to help an old friend who has been arrested in Indonesia. So those are a couple of new things to consider for fiction. Nonfiction has a couple of interesting books. One called How To by Randall Monroe. Interesting book. It's the former NASA roboticist dispenses complex and excessive solutions to common problems. So, you know, just really an interesting book. And then also Mobituaries by Mo Rocha and Jonathan Greenberg. It's the humorous spotlights frequently unnoticed aspects of deceased celebrities and historical figures. I don't know, that's always interesting when a humorist attacks a subject matter anyway. So those are a couple of things for you to consider. And if you have got a favorite author or someone that you're interested or you need some recommendations for some reading material, stop on down at the Appleton Public Library and let us help you find what you're looking for.
All right. Now, when are those hours again? I know you said today and close tomorrow.
Yes. We are open today 10 to 5. And tomorrow, of course, will be closed, which is Wednesday the 1st. But normally our hours are Monday and Fridays. We're open 10 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7. And Saturdays, 10 to 2. And, of course, you can always get a hold of us by giving us a call at 320-289-1681. Friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library. And, of course, always check our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. Make sure you get that MN in there. Otherwise, you're going to Wisconsin or someplace exotic like that.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
No.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, for telling us what's happening over there at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, thank you, Paul. And have a great day.
You bet. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay. There you go. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library, with our Appleton Public Library show for today.